At the Bucks' first home playoff game last week, Bucks fan Nick Williams is excited about the prospect of a new arena. The Madison resident and Milwaukee native thinks the state ought to pay for it.
I mean, this is something tangible we can see, something that will help the community, create jobs, so I think I'm all for it. I like it.
Bucks fan Jim Smith likes the idea of a new arena too, but the Waukesha County resident says the state's already offering enough money for an arena.
The state's ready, ready and willing, and I think they're just waiting for the city and the county to step up to the plate, contribute a little bit more.
Conspicuously absent from those comments and from most of the political debate over the Bucks is any suggestion that the team's owners should pay more. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman represents the district where the Bucks arena would be built.
It's really kind of breathtaking because there's just an assumption out there that, well, of course we have to pay 50% of this cost. That's just an assumption. And I wonder, why is that assumed?
While the details of the arena deal are still being negotiated, here's what was being discussed. The new Bucks owners, two of whom made Forbes lists of the wealthiest Americans, would pay a total of $150 million. Former owner Herb Cole would pay $100 million of his own. That would leave the state of Wisconsin, the city of Milwaukee, and Milwaukee County on the hook for $250 million. They could try banding together to demand more from the owners, but Bauman says he's confident the strategy would fail and the Bucks would leave town.
We're in an industry that can demand public subsidies. If you, the public, want to retain this franchise, others are willing to offer us public incentives to move, we'll take them. We really can legally extort money from you. It's a question of whether you want to be extorted or not.
Bauman says there's only so much the city can contribute, and state legislators say their constituents are wary of spending state money on the Bucks. Spring Green Republican Senator Howard Markline says there's no push for it in his district.
People are quite ambivalent on the whole issue, and I don't think they want any taxpayer money going to support a stadium.
Backers of the new Bucks Arena say the project is worthy of public dollars because it would boost the state's economy. University of Maryland economics professor Dennis Coates, who studies the economic effects of sports teams, says that's contrary to what research shows.
You can't legislate this. Either it does or it doesn't, and there's evidence on this.
Coates says there is a public benefit to the Bucks if the team makes people happy.
The difficulty with it is that because we have such a difficult time putting a value to that happiness, that improvement in the quality of life, we don't know if we're getting a good deal or getting a bad deal.
Coach says the contribution Bucks owners have pledged toward this arena is actually larger than in other cities. He also says the threat to leave without a public subsidy is likely very real. When it comes to negotiating sports arenas, Coach says owners have a captive audience, and they know it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.